Saitama token exec Manpreet Kohli loses UK extradition fight. A former executive tied to the Saitama meme token has lost his bid to avoid extradition from the United Kingdom and will be sent to the United States to face fraud and market manipulation charges, according to Reuters reporting relayed by Cointelegraph on August 27, 2026. Manpreet Kohli's failed appeal moves a years-old token collapse into a U.S. federal courtroom. The charges behind the extradition, Kohli is accused by U.S. prosecutors of fraud and market manipulation connected to Saitama, an Ethereum-based meme token that drew a large retail following during the 2021 cycle before its value fell away. The U.S. case centers on how the token was promoted and traded, with allegations that insiders manipulated the market around it. Kohli fought the request through the UK courts and lost, clearing the path for his transfer to US custody. The specific counts and any co-defendants will be laid out once the case proceeds in the US system. At this stage, the confirmed facts are narrow. An executive linked to Saitama exhausted his UK appeal and is set to face US charges. We are reporting the extradition outcome, not the trial's result, and Kohli has not been convicted of the underlying allegations. A meme coin era catching up to its promoters, Saitama belongs to the class of 2021 meme tokens that launched with aggressive marketing, thin disclosure, and prices that moved on hype rather than cash flow. Many of those tokens have since gone to near zero. What is changing is the follow-through. Prosecutors in the U.S. and enforcement bodies abroad are working through a backlog of cases from that period, and extradition is one of the tools they use when a defendant sits in another jurisdiction. For the people who bought Saitama near its peak, the money is long gone. The legal process runs on a separate clock. A token can be dead for years while the case tied to it is still being built, argued, and in this instance, routed across borders. Cross-border enforcement is the real signal. The detail that matters here is jurisdiction. Kohli was in the UK. The charges are American. The UK courts agreed to hand him over. That combination shows how far crypto enforcement has moved past the idea that being offshore is a shield. Extradition treaties between the US and allies like the UK were not written for token fraud, but they apply to it, and courts are willing to use them. This mirrors a broader run of cross-border crypto cases. Enforcement is no longer confined to the country where a token launched or where its buyers lived. Recent months have seen extradition, licensing crackdowns, and coordinated action across regulators, from Pakistan's new crypto licensing regime to expanded oversight across the EU. A promoter's physical location is now a logistics problem for prosecutors, not a legal barrier. The lesson for token holders and crypto spenders. The direct lesson is about counterparty and issuer risk. When a token's value depends on the people promoting it rather than on any underlying use, the collapse of that promotion can take the price and eventually put the promoters in court. Neither outcome returns money to holders. For anyone who spends crypto rather than trades meme tokens, the takeaway is about custody and provenance. A self-custody setup keeps your funds out of any single operator's hands, which matters when an operator is the subject of a fraud case. It does not vet the assets you hold, though. A token can sit safely in your own wallet and still be worthless if the project behind it was built on manipulation. Custody protects you from the custodian failing. It does not protect you from a bad asset. The same logic extends to the products built on top of crypto. When picking a card, an exchange, or a stablecoin spending rail, the operator's regulatory standing and disclosure record are part of the risk, not a footnote to it. The Saitama case is one more data point that the industry's early promoters are being held to account, slowly and often in a courtroom on another continent.